2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
Look at the size of that boy's head. I'm not kidding. It's like an orange on a toothpick.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
It's summer now. They told me this would be temporary.
It cannot end soon enough.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey. This is it, folks. We did it. We're at our final evening together. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening over these past 3.5 months. We just had
Ethan, can you hear me? Ethan, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't think Ethan's there.
No, come on.
It's a little bit of a prank on the last show. Hey! On look, the last 4 months.
You had me nervous for a second. I was like, what a way to start.
The last 4 months of wild technology situations that we had to deal with.
Oh my goodness.
I think one night you Morse coded your comments in onto the show, and so that was awkward.
I sent them by telegram. I mean, there are a lot of ways that we want to do it. But first, we want to congratulate all of the state of Utah, but especially the Nightside Project. We were called in to fight the coronavirus. The KSL News Radio was very clear. They said, we need you guys to defeat this coronavirus, as President Trump calls it, the invisible enemy.
It's not the Chinese virus anymore?
I like invisible enemy. It's just more dramatic.
It does. You know what? If we don't have a movie by the end of all this that's called The Invisible Enemy and it's starring Donald Trump, I mean, I'll be really disappointed. We've got
no justice.
We're taking your text messages, and they're going to be full on. If you want to send your complaints to anybody here at Broadcast House, we will forward them all on 57500. The Nightside Project is once again going to be off the air after tonight.
For the third time,
it's going to be taken off the air. But you know what?
We are the Michael Jordan of Utah radio shows.
Oh, yeah.
We just repeatedly retire.
I don't know if this is our final form. We just keep getting better at not caring about this, and we just keep doing radio shows. So on behalf of the people who in the building today forgot that this was the Nightside Project's last evening, it was very fitting that you forgot that we were going to be doing this for the last time. You're welcome that we propped up this radio station for the last few months doing the Nightside Project.
We've got so many things.
Look, a lot of people requesting any of our Steve stimulus commercials. I'm assuming if he's paid his bills, he's going to be on the show quite often this evening. It's going to be the last time he's going to be able to be on there. But, you know, we want to say thanks to all the people who have supported us through all this. In the meantime, Ethan, we do have an actual show to get through. So
we do, and we actually have a pretty major headline, and that is that Utah has fallen below 500 average daily new COVID-19 cases. We may be on the verge of a major breakthrough, which is exactly what we were hoping to get out of the Nightside Project.
Well, no, this is the only thing that we were called in for.
Of course, you know, we wanted to hit that by August 1st. That was kind of the state goal, and it looks like we are right there. And
so what did that mean? What was the state goal then? By August 1st?
The 500 average daily new, that we dip below the 500 average
daily new COVID-19 case. And we hit right on 500 today? Does that seem a little bit
on the
coincidental?
Nose?
I mean, that's what I'm asking you. I'm not saying there's a conspiracy in there, but because I'm excited. We basically did this on our own.
The Nightside Project gets 100% of the credit.
I'll take all the credit.
But we also do want to carve out a little bit of credit.
To whom?
We want to thank Salt Lake County. Salt Lake County really stepped up. And Target, Walmart, Home Depot, Costco, and all those other retailers have stepped up and insisted. So thank you, Salt Lake County. Thank you to our big retailers and our great local businesses who said, hey, they all saw the same thing, and that is, hey, if I want my local business to survive, then I'm going to open up with a mask request. That was exactly the right thing. So congratulations, you guys. Hopefully this sticks. We're going off the air, so we can't vouch for the numbers next week.
Well, listen, and if they go down, I will take credit still for all the work we've done over the last few weeks, because obviously those are going to be numbers that are coming in, kind of over this. We had a rough spot there through the middle, too, where we thought we were going to be doing the Nightside Project till the end of time.
Yeah.
But we said, listen, we don't want to do that. We can't do that. We need to make sure to keep those numbers low. That's what we're called in to do. So
that's right, man.
Send your thank yous to 57500. I'll read them over the air to Ethan. Just like little whisperings in his ear. So he just loves to hear those congratulations and a job well done. I just want to say, though, it is kind of interesting, though, to see all these numbers and to wonder where we're going to be over the next few weeks, because there's this weird interesting thing going on, too, in the world of sports, where we're just marching forward and pretending like everything's good. Like, hey, everything's great. And then, like, baseball's all, we're all getting sick over here. We're like, shut up, baseball. We got stuff going on over here. Hey, we got positive things going on over here. The Jazz won game one, okay? And then baseball's like,
we're doing it.
College football today starts announcing all these schedules, and the Pac-12 goes, I mean, we're excited about all these games that are going to be played.
Right, right.
Baseball's like, learn from me.
Well, you know what the wild card is, right, Alex?
What is it?
I mean, the wild card is school. We don't know, when kids start going back to school, that's going to be the wild card. We don't know what's going to happen there. A lot of people expect that we're going to see another round of increase. But, you know, that just depends on you and me, right? All that depends on you and me and how well we've taught our kids, how tight we keep things. And if we could keep things real tight, then I think we ought to be able to do it. We ought to be able to continue this trend. So
we got a couple things going on here. It is Friday, so we do have to have a couple things that work into it. And that is, we do need to have a first world problems. Brandon is requesting one last who asked you. By the way, that's a blast of the past there. We haven't even thought it about it. One, no. Because we don't want to encourage the passing of COVID-19 over borrowed cell phones, which is what we assume people are calling on. From the night into the Nightside Project. Hey, man, well, can I borrow your phone on like the tracks or something? Those are mostly.
But you know what, though? This kind of underscores how much things have changed over the years, because we used to do Who Asked You? It was a call in thing. Everyone called in. What did we do? Everyone got a minute, or everyone got 30 seconds
We're like, Billy, who asked you? And they're like, I hate the Nightside Project. And we're like, All right,
thanks. And everyone got a fixed amount of time. So, and that was a fun segment that we did. We took a lot of calls. But when was the last time you heard anyone call into any radio station? I mean, it's just the radio calls have just gone away.
I know. And part of the thing is, too, is that, I mean, we've asked people not to come into the building. And so we have like the fewest amount of like support staff on the planet. And then throw in the fact that we are an evening show. So we don't have that kind of they're like, a call screener. Ha ha ha. You remember, we used to just take calls.
We used to take calls. We put them right on the air.
You remember, I would screen them right here in the booth. We had the phone next to the thing. I'd be like, we're going to take your calls. And if our producer picks it up, and then I would turn my mic off. You would start talking, and I would start answering the phone quietly and be like, hello, this is the Nightside Project. This is producer Craig. all right.
Holy cow.
57500.
I remember that.
It says your last show in 2016 was way sadder. You guys are stoked tonight. Listen, I'm not stoked. Ryan, listen. Here's the good news about the 2016 thing. There was a lot of questions going on. We didn't know what we were going to be doing in the future. I mean, we were both employed here technically, but we didn't know what we were going to be doing. Since then, I've pivoted into a sports role, which again, could absolutely blow up at any time, considering the way sports are going right now. But also, yes, I will say this. Ethan and I have essentially been working two jobs over this entire thing. Yeah. And that's the part where I put it on management's shoulders for a massive thank you and a big you're welcome from us, because I ordered on the company credit card tonight pizza for the team.
Oh, yeah.
Ethan turned it down. I offered to send it to his house. He said, I don't need your fat man's pizza. And I thought, you know what? This is weird. At the beginning of all of this, if you'll recall, Ethan, our entire show, I mean, we have a two-hour show every night. We did an hour and 45 minutes every night, basically, on the breakfast cake that you invented.
Yeah.
And we haven't talked about breakfast cake in a few months.
No.
And part of that's because is you had a boy, the diabetes came back hard onto you, didn't it?
I had a real serious sit down with Dr. Clark. And
he goes, "What have you been eating in the morning? Because the numbers here say your blood's made of frosting."
He sat down. He came in, sat down. He had the mask on. He put his clipboard on his lap and kind of crossed his arms over it.
And he said,
looked me right in the eyes and said, "Ethan, I want you to tell me about breakfast cake."
He goes, "Hey, listen, I want to know something. How is it that you're able to celebrate somebody's birthday every day? Your chart has one. There's actually only confetti sprinkles that have been showing up on your numbers." So,
hey,
all right.
Can I do a quick? Are we going to a break? Because let me tell you something else I wanted to do tonight.
Listen, hey, between you and me, Ethan, I kind of don't care what happens tonight.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Like in the break, we're gonna look. In the breaks, we're gonna have to be playing these commercials that have been keeping the station afloat over the last time. We want to thank all of our sponsors: Steve's Stimulus Barn, Steve's Stimulus Fireworks. All the other commercials that will not be named because it's inappropriate mostly. We want to thank you for keeping the station afloat during this time.
I got flooded today with Zen headlines from people. And so I want to just hit as many of those as possible. So let's do this. I know we got to take a break.
Yes.
So when we come back for our second segment, among the things we'll do, let's check in with Steve, probably America's greatest entrepreneur. And we'll also do a Zen headline as part of our regular program.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound?
This one pretty much sums up the entire show over the last few months. Good to have you back. Happy trails. Appreciate the text, 57500. Keep those coming in. The final night of the Nightside Project on the air. Monday, we go back to just whatever the other boring stuff is. Oh, wait, I'm on those shows that are happening on Monday as well. So stay with us. So much more to go on the program. We got, hey, final night of the Nightside Project. You got to hang out with us tonight. First World Problems, guest appearances by Ethan and myself. And we'll see you on the flip side here. Stay with us.
Nightside, credibility, also absurd news. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery. We're just enjoying one good last evening on the Nightside Project, good old-fashioned program. One of the real highlights of the last 3.5 months has been for us to be able to meet and get to know one of America's great entrepreneurs, a man who, during this coronavirus crisis, has just repeatedly reached out and grabbed the economic opportunities that popped up in the unlikely places.
So, Steve, out in West Valley, I think his businesses are located. This was the first commercial back because we didn't know, but there was a massive stimulus coming most of America's way. And Steve, of course, is a businessman first, and he popped up on the program. And
hey there, Utah. Coming to look for a place to spend that stimulus check that's burning a hole in your pocket? Come on down to Steve's Stimulus Barn off of California Avenue, West Valley. Who has time to shop around in those big box stores online when everything's out of stock and Amazon workers are on strike? Here at Steve's Stimulus Barn, everything's priced exactly after taxes at $1,200, so you know you're getting a great deal. Used motorcycles, rare breeds of miniature ponies, that Toyota Cressida you drove in high school, a box of insulin. We've got it all for you. You can have it for $1,200. Had a lady come in here the other day, said, "Hey, had that sofa over there. Is it worth $1,200? I said, "You give me that stimulus check and you just relax the night away in that sofa there. What about this iPhone? Sure, $1,200. Beanie Babies, your keys you lost last month, a hairdryer that comes with a month lease at the salon in Taylorsville, boxes of spark plugs, two Nintendo Switches, a baby giraffe from Hogle Zoo. At Sam's Stimulus Barn, we have got you covered. I thought your name was Steve, you might have asked. Have your name changed, $1,200. An original Van Gogh, not Vincent, his brother Tony Van Gogh, $1,200. If you have $1,200, we got something you can spend it on here at Sam or Steve's or whoever's Stimulus Barn here in West Valley."
West Valley.
If that baby giraffe
is still there, I'm gonna go down.
Well, no,
Hogle
Zoo opened back up. They bought it back.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, but guess what they got it for?
they bought it back or they'd pawned it.
Well, it was a consignment situation.
Oh, okay.
They couldn't get rid of it, but they bought it back for you. Guessed it, $1,200.
Yeah.
All right. So you'll hear some more of these, Steve. We appreciate everybody's text messages coming in of well wishes. The thing is Ethan and I are both employed. Ethan has a different job, not in this building anymore. And I'm still I'll still be doing KSL's Unrivaled 7 to 9 right here on KSL News Radio.
Yeah, I work in the financial world. I invest people's money now.
Jeez. Who lost that bet between you and I? That was you, man.
I know, but congratulations.
The thing is you actually get to hang out with your family during the evenings. And I congratulate you. I don't know what that's like. I have no idea what that's like. Haven't been able to do it for the past 15 years. All right.
Yeah.
Millard, we got a lot of things to get through. I wanted to make sure that that you understood also that there are a couple things that are worrying a lot of people. Now, one of those is just returning to daily regular life. And so there was an article that I read today, and I want to know what your thoughts are on going back to what would – potentially be a quote-unquote normal day for Ethan Millard. Ethan, I want you to take yourself back to pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. I don't even know when that was. Really, I think about COVID happening the day that Rudy Gobert was diagnosed and we canceled the NBA.
That was kind of the kickoff. Honestly, it was.
Right, and then school was canceled the next day. That was a Wednesday, and then school the next week. Starting that Monday, we didn't go back, and we haven't been back since. Mm-hmm. If you're in the Salt Lake School District, you're still never going to go back. So, but in that sense, it's been a weird time since then. Then the earthquake happened the week after, and somebody said via text, the Nightside Project could be summed up in 3 words: I felt it. And I forgot we had a whole show where people just called in and told us if they felt it or not and where they were when they felt it. And so we appreciate everybody weighing in on that. But what does normal life feel like to you, Ethan? When will you know? And we want people to weigh in on the show. When will you know that life has quote unquote returned to normal when this is all over with?
I can answer that without even thinking. Because, you know, we fantasized about going on trips again, things like that. But that's not stuff that I did normally. I barely did those things, right? They're fantasy now. They were fantasy then.
They were bucket list items then. They were bucket list items then. And now there will be activities that will actually kill you. Technically still bucket items. Thanks to the
evidence supporting masks and how effective those are, we've really opened up to a lot of other things. It's improved the situation of work tremendously. But I'll tell you what, it's dinner and a movie.
Oh,
dinner, movie. And I don't mean to sound cliche. That's why I know things are back to normal, because I'm still kind of keeping restaurants and a little bit arm's length. And movie theaters are for the most part, you know, it's still not something that we do.
Yeah, but
we're still a little bit touchy around large crowds, you know?
Is your wife more, is she more nervous about going out or less nervous than you going out?
No, I think we're on the same page. So but what about for you, Alex? How are you going to know?
Same thing. It's the same answer. When you and I get to go back out to dinner and lunch again. But you're talking about you and me going out for dinner and movie, right?
That's right. We used to.
Yeah, all those we did technically go to more movies and dinner than we've ever gone with our wives. Am I wrong?
No, that's true. Especially after those Thursday nights. We used to do those Thursday nights.
That's what I'm saying.
At Megaplex.
We did the Seriously Thursday nights. We would do movies at the Megaplex. We had dinner basically for years on end every Thursday that you and I were eating together. We essentially were dating for years.
And then we broke up, got back together, breaking up again. It's the classic story.
Yeah, you know what? And my favorite part about this is the eyes wide open approach my wife has taken into it with is just a massive eye roll. So good for both of our wives for putting up with this whole thing. Ethan, also during all this, the Daybell situation has also been, you know, in the very middle of all of some of the most insane event in my life and our kids' lives. We have one of the most insane news stories that has also broken during all of this. And I want to make sure that no one forgets that even during all of this, people are trying to get away with tons of crimes during COVID, and I don't want you to forget. Don't ever forget the Daybells, okay? We do not want you to forget, even though COVID's a tough thing. We're going to keep bringing you hard-hitting Daybell news during all of this so you don't forget
who Chad and
Lori Daybell are.
There's another big story that we followed over the course of this last few months.
Right.
And it actually came to resolution today. and that is Susan Powell's parents.
Right. We had
Chuck and Judy Cox.
Yes.
Filed a lawsuit against the state of Washington, saying that they blew it, that they didn't do enough, and that they didn't follow policy, and that they are partially responsible for the death of Charlie and Braden. And they were awarded today $98.5 million in damages.
I saw Dave Colley, our colleague, wandering around the building because he was doing a bunch of TV interviews because it came down. He goes, and I said, "Hey, this is a wild day for you." Dave actually filled in a couple days when you were gone on a weird vacation during the middle of a 3-month run of the radio show being back, and you're like, "I'm going to go on vacation."
It was not vacation.
Dave Colley came in and reminded us just about how fascinated we are with that story. Made comparisons to the Daybell story on top of all that, but yeah, today the news is $98.5 million. And you know what's interesting about that? The word congratulations that people are probably saying to them is probably the worst congratulations you could ever say.
They'd give it. They'd give all that money back to have their daughter and grandson.
It's the weirdest way to say congratulations. You go, "Oh, good, congratulations."
At the same time, though, you're happy that that this happened this way. You know, after all that happened, we know they'd give it all back to have their family back.
Well, and think about how many years it took. Just the years of. And the years off their lives, essentially.
And you know what? Because we know the Powell family and we know what good people they are, the Cox family, pardon me, and we know what good people they are, they're going to do a lot of good with that $98.5 million, aren't they? And they're going to do a lot of good honoring those kids and making some changes in our world. And I'm interested to see what they do because they're going to get activist with it. I know they will.
Yeah. Man, it's insane, too, to think about, some lawyer taking – $30 million of that, as their cut. I mean, honestly, that's the cynical side of me that thinks about that.
That
kind
is
of
a
stuff.
Really cynical thing to bring
I'm
up.
I'm not kidding. It's just like, think about it. And Dave said something too. He goes, "Yeah, and if Washington can cough up that amount of cash right now anyway, I mean, I don't know. It's tough. All right, we're going to take the break. We're taking your text, and we appreciate your well wishes. Going to miss you guys. Thanks for the memories, news, laughs. Thanks to your families for letting us spend time with you each night again. This person didn't even know what happened. They go, I moved out of Provo 8 years ago. Used to listen to you guys all the time. I'm traveling through Salt Lake right now. Just turned on the radio, heard you guys. It was your last night. What's going on? Where are you going?"
Well,
we were actually gone for a few years before this. This was just to bring people a little bit of happiness during the COVID times. Long live the McRib from Gordy. Appreciate it. 57500. We'll keep taking your well wishes throughout the evening here. News, traffic, and weather. We'll come back. We've got more to go. On the program, more Steve Stimulus, whatever, plus a health class. A golfer thinks he's going to live a long time. We'll tell you what that number is. Stay with us. The Night Side Project continues.
Yes, we've got just... about an hour and a half left on this last episode of the Nightside Project. It's been a limited edition COVID season for the show, and we've loved doing it. We hope that you've enjoyed it, and many of you have expressed appreciation via the text line at 57500, and it's so fun hearing from you. I've heard from a lot of longtime listeners that we've gotten to know all over the years. And Alex, that was one of the best things about this is it reconnected us with a group of people out there that we communicated with, regularly every night. And we kind of became a big, group. And the end of the broadcast show split us up. But this spring, we got to all get back together again. And that's been a lot of fun because we have gotten to know a lot of awesome people this way.
Have we heard from Ethan yet?
Stop it. Are you going to do that to me all night?
All night. Listen, it's the last time for me to be able to do it. Lots of McRib references via text as well, 57500. Keep those coming
in. One of the things that we mentioned, and I do have multiple Zen headlines. I've just been undisciplined here getting to them. But one of the things that we want to, and no, this isn't a prank where we talk about doing something all night and then deliberately don't. I really do have several that I want to do. But Bryson DeChambeau, who's a golfer, you brought this up.
Oh,
this
that's right. Dude, well, listen, let me do this thing right then.
Okay, roll it out.
I've got a health news.
Oh, health the news health
is,
class.
Yeah, I've got a health class, but it's also I don't know if you know this, but it's also sponsored, which I didn't know. So we've got to play this before we do health class. Oh, hold on, hold on,
hold on, hold on.
Gosh darn it.
It's not sponsored by the.
It's not sponsored by Ryan's
by the Dave Miller band.
Dave Miller. All right, here we go.
Hey there, Utah, America. We're at it again. Round two of a $1,200 stimulus check heading your way. Steve's Stimulus Barn going to open up a second location now in Magna to serve all your stimulus needs to, so everything is conveniently priced at, you guessed it, $1,200. Laptops, $1,200. Food rehydrator if you want your food wet again, $1,200. He-Man figurines, PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3. Tape them together, you get PlayStation 5, $1,200. A trampoline shaped like Bermuda Triangle, $1,200. Stairmaster that lets you walk down the stairs instead of going up because it's too hard, $1,200. Steve, I need my knees replaced. You might be saying to yourself, what can you do? The second opinion on your torn meniscus, $1,200. Magenta mattress, more comfortable than purple mattress, $1,200. Two tickets to Mazatlan, not Mexico, Mazatlan, Ohio, $1,200. Steve's Stimulus Barn, you don't have to go anywhere else with that stimulus money over there. Come on in at one of our two locations, and we'll take care of you. West Valley, or our newest place, it's that one building that almost fell over during the earthquake out here in Magna.
I drove my kids through Magna.
Oh, to do what? Like the what was it, the earthquake tour?
Yeah, you know, we just, sometimes we'll go out and take a drive. I know we're probably unique like that.
You are, especially when you go, hey, let's go drive through this town where the earthquakes just keep happening and they won't stop.
Let's drive through.
I want you to drive through and see a community of people in fear all the time.
So we drove through because we wanted to check out that kind of historic Magna area, you know, because it was. Why are you trying? People in Magna hate you right now.
Well, no,
they actually have a cool old Main Street there. They really do have a cool old Main Street. And, you know, we checked out the earthquake damage, but there's a lot of history over on that side of the valley. So, hey, Alex, I know I can just see right now that you've got no control over yourself, but can you hit this? Can you hit the health class button? Have you got enough ability to at least reach over?
Just as awkward.
He's still laughing about historic Magna.
Pull up a desk for Nightside Health Class.
All right, there you go.
I'm serious. Magna's got a cool little downtown there, a cool little historic downtown. And
no,
I like that.
Awesome.
I appreciated going to see it.
All right,
Bryson DeChambeau, famous golfer.
Here's the thing about Bryson DeChambeau. I'll just give you a little background. This is a guy who is... he's super ripped. Like, he's one of these super fit golfers, and he put on 40 pounds.
Oh, he's the guy that's he's the guy that's added like 20 yards to 20, his drive.
40 pounds of muscle.
Yes.
And like got on this crazy health regimen, and then 20 yards to his drive. He outdrives everybody by like 30 or 40 yards, like all the time. He's 400 plus on the drive. So he's but he was asked about because he's
twice as long as me.
Yeah,
twice as far as me.
Yes, and so he's one of these guys that goes, look, I'm basing this all on science because I've been just like I've been doing this regimen. He's like been the most healthy he's ever been. He's the most ripped he's ever been. He's hitting the ball further than he's ever been, and he wants to live, as he put it. He says he did an interview with GQ magazine. Says he can live to 130 or 140 years old.
Wow!
And he thinks that the technology is going to come around. Sorry, I was. Sorry, I'm just looking at beautiful pictures of historic Magna right here in front of me.
Stop it.
But this immediately Ethan goes, oh, you mean Ricky Bobby? And I went, what are you talking about?
My mind went straight there. I was like, Ricky Bobby already said this.
So we went through, we watched the entire movie of Legend Ricky Bobby. And here it is.
Talladega Nights this afternoon.
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Here we go. Here's what Ricky Bobby, very similar thoughts to Bryson DeChambeau.
We did it!
I don't want to be raining on your parade.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, that was some of the dumbest driving I have ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
And I know you won the race. You're not going to live forever.
How about stupid Lucius? No one lives forever. No one. But with advances in modern science, my high level of income, I mean, it's not crazy to think I can't live to be 245, maybe 300. Heck, I just read in the newspaper they put a pig heart... and some guy from Russia. You know what that means?
No, I don't know what that means. I guess longer life.
Well, no, he didn't live.
Oh, he didn't live.
No. Oh. It's just exciting that we're trying things like that.
Yeah.
Look, it is. It was exactly. Look, I mean, Bryson DeChambeau with a straight face said, I really do think I'm going to be able to get to 130, 140. And just like Ricky Bobby goes, I don't know, 245, 300. But it's the same attitude of modern science and I'm rich, right? It's just this ego thing of these guys. This guy's like 31 years old. No one's ever told him no, and there we are. Somebody rolling up and saying, I think I'm going to be 140 years old. Well, no one's ever lived to be 140 years old. Yeah, but I will. Because I'm pretty important. I don't know if you know this. Plus science. I don't know.
You know, with my high level of income.
Plus my 245, 300. So there you go. Bryson DeChambeau, just like everybody else. I have a bad piece of news. Of COVID news every 30 minutes right what here on KSL's Radio. This one is a sad one because you remember this back in, I wonder how long it was that we actually heard this. But the first dog who contracted COVID-19.
Oh, there was that
Buddy.
Question. There was that question
right.
of can dogs pass it
can
to
dogs
you?
Pass it to you? And also can dogs get it and whatever. But Buddy, a 7-year-old German Shepherd, was indeed found to have been COVID-19 positive, and he died after a 3-month illness battle with the illness. So Buddy, the German Shepherd, was the first confirmed case of a dog dying from COVID-19.
That's terrible.
That is stinking wild, man. I mean, that's where we've gotten with this thing, man. And you think the Nightside Project needs to go away for a while? We haven't cured it in dogs yet.
I know. Maybe we should stay on the air. Hey, I do though. Let's finish this. Let's finish this segment back up on a little bit of a higher note.
Yes, the dog passing away is bad news. Go ahead.
Give me some Zen Headlines music.
Here. Oh, Zen Headlines music. I think we've got it over
you
there.
You got some?
Josh. It's on your screen there. It should say Zen Headlines.
There we go.
That's the one we use on the podcast. When we do the Zen Headlines, you'll be able to hear this one periodically. So go ahead, Ethan.
Utah farmers are stepping up to help after food was stolen from the Salvation Army pantry. Someone broke into the Ogden Salvation Army this week, just days before a big community giveaway. As it turns out, Farmers Feeding Utah was in a perfect position to help out. There was a large Farmers Feeding Utah event at the Utah State Fairgrounds the same night of the burglary.
There goes that quarantine 20 talking
yep,
again.
Yep. They still had a half a semi truckload of food left over, and boom, right there they said, hey, you know what? How about this? How about 5,000 pounds of carrots, 2,000 pounds of potatoes, 1,000 pounds of salami, and 200 pounds of eggs? How about that?
That's keto right there,
isn't
bro.
Isn't that nice?
Now, hold on.
And that's fresh. That's fresh,
hold
local
on,
farm
that,
grown.
Do that list again, because I think that these are all good on my diet. Do it again.
5,000 pounds of carrots, 2,000 pounds of potatoes.
Carrots are a little high in sugars. And so it's the same thing with the potatoes, but continue.
1,000 pounds of salami.
Got it. Check.
200 pounds of eggs.
Boom, I could eat both of those things and I'll be fine.
Well, and you know what that is?
Omelet.
That's an amazing breakfast hash right there.
I know.
Right? Shred up the potatoes, shred up the carrots, chop up that salami, stir in some eggs. And you're eating well. So, and all farm fresh. So, really awesome Zen headline. I got several more to get through tonight, and I'm going to get through all of them.
This text before we go out to the break here says, true, but the limited edition sure did last a long time. Can't wait to see you guys. What will bring you guys back on the air again next time? Hey, I don't want to see what brings us on the air again next time. That's bad news. You know what brought us on the air was a dang pandemic.
Yeah.
So
no, we'll see. We'll see you all at the next apocalypse.
Well, hey, you know what? When those earthquakes pop up, like in spades, I'm going to show up and we'll start taking calls if you felt them or not. All right.
No, what's going to happen is the newsroom is going to be all abuzz with activity, and all of a sudden the door in the corner is going to fly open, and Kevin's going to come stomping out, and he's going to shout, "Get me the Nightside
Project! Get me the Nightside Project! I need frivolous garbage to go over the air this evening, starting at 6. All right, we'll be right back with more frivolous garbage here on the Nightside Project.
Nightside, we're all friends here. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We really appreciate it. You ready for a little tech news? The technology has really come through for all of us during this coronavirus situation. Of course, the major tech companies are being rewarded not just at their on their bottom line, but also in their share price. And they've really lifted the overall stock market. And so there's, you know, it's become, you know, extremely important to us. And so you ready to do a tech news segment here, Alex? Are you pulling this prank on me again?
You guys tried to connect Ethan yet?
Stop it.
All right. I just love that you go
it
off for like 4 minutes.
It freaks me out every time. It freaks me out every time.
I know, because the reality is you're, oh, I'm going to turn up what you sound like in my ears. If you turn up your radio, and I want you to hear Ethan. I can hear when Ethan's AC turns on.
You can,
house.
Really?
Yes, I can hear the right now it's on. I can hear the airflow in the home.
Yeah.
And when it gets quieter, I get nervous because I think it clicks off. But really, it's just the AC turning off. All right. So first, in tech news, though, tech news, of course, all summer brought to you by Steve's Fireworks Stand.
Hey there, folks. Steve here from Steve's Freedom Fireworks Stand. Coronavirus ruined your 4th of July plans this year? Well, tell the Rona you're not ruining my fun this year. Come on down to Steve's Freedom Fireworks off the westbound belt route here in West Valley. Everything here half off today, starting today. Rocket blasters, half off. Real edible cake fireworks, half off. Roman candelabras to hold your Roman candles, half off. Whirling dervishes, you said it, half off. Smoke bombs that smell like smoked brisket, that's right, half off. Bring in your illegal Wyoming fireworks and old Steve will dispose of them properly and give you a pair of distressed jeans from my uncle's estate sale. Steve, I thought fireworks are irresponsible, you might be saying to yourself over there. Well, they are, so come in and get a free mask to fight Corona with any purchase. Missing a finger or other appendage from previous firework accident? Take another 20% off. Not the finger, just your prices. At Steve's Freedom Fireworks Stand, we'll take care of you just off the freeway over by the gas station that your mom always told you to stay away from here in West Valley.
I love the finger discount. I love the missing finger discount.
Here's my question about illegal fireworks. This is an honest question.
All right.
Why is it that, like, in Wyoming, you can fire off, I mean, just stuff from the War of 1812, and Idaho's, like, nary a whistler, you know what I mean? And we're in between, you know, and I like us, because I don't know about the mortars will blow up an arm. But if you're Idaho, I mean, you don't have to be like, you don't have to act like... You're the, you know what Idaho's firework policy is? They're the vegan at the party. Oh, I actually gave those up a few years ago. And you'd be like, oh, okay. All right. So you don't want one of these.
Doritos are yummy, but that's actually cheese powder.
I don't know. It's got gelatin in the cheese powder. So I can't eat that. That's horse hooves.
Was it made with milk powder?
Get out of here. All right. Millard, tech news, of course, this time of the evening. So here we go.
From Ethan's obsession with robots to Ethan's obsession with video games, it's Nightside Tech News.
So Netflix is rolling out a new option, speed control. If you want, you can watch things a little bit faster or a little bit slower.
Oh, wow, it's cool they have the technology to do it. It is a slippery slope, I would tell you. As somebody who's a podcast listener at 1.5 speed...
It's slippery slope?
It is, because I've tried to do times two. So audio, this works. Because if you've got a two-hour podcast you want to listen to and you want to condense that thing down to an hour, you do it times two. The problem is everyone sounds weird. But 1.5 is a good speed. And then it's hard to go back to one, because one sounds slow again.
They'll let you do it.
I don't know what watching it's going to do, though.
They'll let you do it at 1.25 or 1.5 speed, so it's faster. But they'll also let you do 0.5 or 0.75, which is half as slow or three-quarters as slow.
Why would you do that?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
It just seems like I get wanting to go back and see something in slow motion. Like, oh, look at this. Like, if it's a sports documentary or something. But, like, right now, my wife is only 12.5 years late on this thing, but we are watching Breaking Bad for her for the first time.
Fun.
It took me eroding a lot of her, television watching morals to finally get there.
Yeah.
So, which we're really happy about.
That's what life does for you, man. Life wears you down.
We're really happy about it. We've gotten her there. No, but like, you don't need to watch a 48-minute episode. It'd be kind of nice to watch a 32-minute episode. You know what I mean?
So, but I wouldn't watch any kind of show. The only thing that I would watch at a higher speed, I think, would be a documentary. Everything else, I wouldn't watch at a higher speed. I'd want to see it at the speed at which it... Unless maybe I was binge-watching something I'd seen before. You know how sometimes you'll watch... Well, no, because and hear me out on this, Alex, because think of a comedy, because I love to rewatch
that's
the comedy.
That's
right?
The thing is timing on comedy.
Yes,
is tough.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
You would do yourself a disservice watching it. I'm going to try it out though. I'm going to try out watching an episode of Breaking Bad, because there are some actual Breaking Bad episodes that go pretty slow. You know what I mean? Like, it's a slow burn, and that's what makes it, you know, the drama kind of good. But it is. But they do try to deliver comedy every once in a while, and even in that show,
sure.
But that's not what it's built for. And so I think that the speed it up to 1.25. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it, dude. And I'm going to see.
All right.
And I'll report back to you when.
Send me a text.
Oh wait.
Send me a text when you try it out, because I probably won't. I don't like trying new things, and I don't know what show I'd enjoy watching it slower. There are times sometimes where I'll miss some dialogue and I won't understand what they're trying to say, and I'll go back, I'll rewind a little bit and turn on the subtitles. You ever do that?
Oh yeah, no, we're 100% subtitles in my house, because my wife she is I don't think she's hard of hearing, but she does this whole, oh, I can't hear a thing right now, turn on the subtitles, like just go straight to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you watch, here's the other thing, is if you, anything with an accent is, you get
subtitles.
Yeah, subtitles, and it makes it work out a little bit better. So.
Well, it's interesting. We'll see if people really enjoy that. Next up, you remember this Twitter hack that affected the accounts of verified figures, including Bill Gates, President Obama.
Right, and we were all sorts of interested in what, you know, amazing Russian hackers would have been able to break through and steal upwards of $114,000 from Americans in one day.
Well, it turns out it was a 17-year-old in Tampa, and he's now been charged with 30 felonies.
Oh.
30, 3-0, and he's being charged as an adult.
So, you know what? I think that this needs to be, you know, those old tropes that happen in movies where they go, it's like you're facing 33 felonies.
Well, you can come work for me, Jones.
You know? We need to do that on this. We need to have this situation where the guy goes, because if this guy was able to, here's the thing, though. His skill isn't in actual hacking. This is one of those cases where we called it hacking, but do you remember what happened? They said that an administrator got compromised. So he didn't. I don't think he hacked an administrator. He was able to basically fool it out of, I think, an administrator somehow.
That's right, yeah.
So that guy needs to be fired. This 17-year-old needs to be the chief technology officer at Twitter now, from now on, after he does some time.
If the hack is big enough, then you get a job.
Yeah, after some time, he should do it. Hey, let's take the break here. We come back. Bergen has done the time on the show, Ethan, by the way.
Yeah.
One of our great listeners.
Sure,
She, I don't know how. I don't know how, after all these years, she didn't get a T-shirt, but... Bergen is going to get a T-shirt, and that's not for everybody, all right? So save
it. Yeah, literally can.
So save it, all right? I literally have, like, less than 6 now in all of existence. So Bergen's going to get one, because she's an amazing listener, has been for a long, long time. We love you, Bergen. We're taking the break here. News, traffic, and weather right now. Final hour of the Nightside Project's limited edition return. It's going to be a very limited edition come next hour. Stay with us.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
We passed then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
It is a little weird to be back here doing this.
Yeah, the weird part's me taking your temperature before each show.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard, here with Alex Keery. This is our final hour of the final episode of this spring season of the, well, now summer season as well. It was a spring season, became a summer season. Either way, limited edition of the Nightside Project. We hope you've enjoyed it. We've loved it. We've loved doing it again.
I've been sad about, here's an actual thing I was kind of sad about. We had to come in, what? I mean, we were told, hey, would you guys be interested in maybe – we brought it up, right? I mean, we said, hey, what if we did the Nightside Project again? And then our boss was like, I've got a great idea. What if we did the Night Side Project?
You brought it up. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
And I did. I'm never there.
And then I said, oh, yeah. And you know how you have to do it with your boss? You go, that's an amazing idea. Wow. And then, so then you and I had to come in. It wasn't a weekend, right? It was not a weekend, was it?
No, it was during the week, and we recorded the liners.
Yeah, we recorded them. So we actually saw each other. We were in a studio where we were pretty far apart from one another. And then since then, we haven't seen each other, right?
No.
Have we?
No, we haven't. And honestly, I think that's improved the show.
It's been good. I had to order a lot less pizza when you're not around, bro.
Well, we didn't ever have a chance to get really tired of each other.
No, and I, you know what? It's been good. It's about the right amount of show prep. Hey, man, what should we do tonight? I don't know. Show's starting. Here we go.
It's perfect. It's been perfect. Well, I've got a few headlines. You ready for this?
Absolutely. Here we go. Let's
go. The epidemic, this coronavirus epidemic, has put a big strain on waste removal in cities because people at home, they've been generating more trash at residences. And so there's been more garbage to pick up. You may have seen that in your own family. Less now than you did in March, but, you know, other parts of the country are still staying a lot more quiet than we are here in Utah. So they're still generating a lot more residential garbage. And then you combine that with, you know, when you're working in a sanitation department, you'll lose entire teams of workers when one of them gets the coronavirus and then the others have to quarantine. So because of that, the city of Philadelphia say that they are way behind in collecting garbage in residential neighborhoods. They've seen a 30% increase in residential trash collections. They've struggled to keep enough workers able to show up at work. And because of that, some people have gone as much as several weeks, over a month between trash pickups. Can you believe that?
I can't. Like, there, you know those weeks sometimes you have with garbage that you're like, honey, garbage pickup's Tuesday. Today is Thursday, and we have a problem. Like, it's like something wet and gross, you know, like, or something just like your garbage fills up real quick. Maybe you clean out stuff from the garage, and suddenly you're going, could you imagine going a full month of just full on garbage? I wouldn't have anywhere to put it. Here's the problem. I would have nowhere to store it. So if they said, hey, look, we're not going to be able to do the trash pickup. It's a simple solution, and I would have done it, and I would have, you could arrest me, whatever, but it would be worth the risk
to throw it over your neighbor's fence.
No, Ethan, the same place that you learned to teach your kids how to drive is the same place.
The church parking lot.
You can go. It's a big old dumpster over there, man.
Yeah,
there's a dumpster over there.
I could see that.
And if not, hey, your local junior high probably has a dumpster too.
Well, but you can think about this. So if we were facing this problem in your neighborhood, my neighborhood, most neighborhoods in Utah, well, we would have a couple of options. You'd get some overflow that would kind of probably sit in the garage. If it was too stinky, like it was the middle of the summer, you'd probably have to keep it outside, like in the far corner of the yard, and then just kind of deal with it, manage it that way.
Listen.
But when you're living, like, let's say you're living in an apartment, you know, and it's a high density area. Well, guess what? That garbage is going on a pile in the street because it can't stay in your apartment.
I want to say something.
Let's hear.
I have a confession to make to my neighbor, and we're in a new neighborhood, so this is a gamble. All right, the act itself was a gamble, and the confession is a gamble because I know that periodically he listens. And Robbie, if you're out there, we love you, buddy. We love the Jensen family, but let me tell you something: they have a cat, the most amazing cat on the planet. You know what this cat does? He keeps the entire neighborhood free of vermin. All right.
Oh, really? It's an attack cat.
Oh, yeah. Well, but he's chill too. 100% white cat, right?
Okay.
And he's got two different colored eyes, so it's a very cool cat. And he's kind of chubby, but man, he kills a lot of vermin, and he puts them straight on my porch. But it's the Jensen's cat. So coming up on 100 degrees this week, we had a big old rat that was just dead and killed.
And starting to expand.
It was in our yard, right?
Uh-huh.
And right next to it, a giant dead bird. And I went, this guy had a night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was one of those weeks. I did not have any room at the garbage inn. So I walked it straight over and put it in my neighbor's garbage. It's his cat. Robbie, I apologize.
His cat, his dead animals.
Yeah.
I'd love to have a cat like
it's the best cat ever. And these are the best neighbors you can have. But the problem is that my kids mess around in our garbage like all week. They're like getting in that thing. They're like, did we really need to throw this away? Dad, what are you going to do with this thing? And I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like this weird life of
we have that same thing. Pickers. We have that same thing, but with the DI stuff. I mean, getting stuff out to the DI, it's like Mission Impossible.
I thought
smuggling
you were
going
to say, but with the homeless people in your neighborhood. That's what I thought you were going
to
say.
All right, I got some more headlines. You ready?
Yes. Let me.
Okay.
Yes, I want to hear more. Absolutely.
You know the seeds?
Oh, the ones that have been coming in the mail.
Yeah. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture say they've identified 14 different kinds of seeds in those mysterious packages that were sent unsolicited from China to people all around the country. These have popped up in all 50 states. And the packages contain flowering plants like morning glory, hibiscus, and roses. Other packages contain vegetables like cabbage and herbs, including mint, sage, rosemary, and lavender. And they say that's just a subset of the samples they've collected so far. The seeds seem to be just kind of totally at random is what's in there. So,
well, so in all this, we have been absolutely maligning China during all this. And I want to apologize. I want to thank you for the cabbage and rose plants that we received in the mail this week. Because no one else is thanking you. All right.
Yeah.
Everybody else is saying, oh, I got these seeds in the post, and is that what we call it? The post.
I think China's trying to kill me.
Yeah, look, China's the bad guy. And then we test them, and it's like roses, cabbage, vegetables, and people are like, "Ugh, get them out of here!" Look, man, don't blame everything that's bad just on China. Okay, plant all those seeds, and then see what it sprouts, and see what spores fire into the air, and then we'll judge them. Okay,
and then we'll decide.
Seriously,
don't plant the seeds.
Do not plant the seeds, they say.
It could be a communist plot.
Oh, you know what? That's going to be the name of my garden, the communist plot.
The communist plot?
Yeah.
Washington State has trapped its first Asian giant hornet, or what we've come to know as the murder hornet. They've been trying to trap the invasive insect and prevent an infestation since they were first spotted last year in the state. More than 2 inches long, the hornets get their nickname from their propensity to
murder,
attack and kill honeybees and potentially people.
You can't just say potentially people.
I'm just reading straight out of the story, man.
All right. Well, I just think, look, so
they'll attack
people.
They
already, I thought it was kind of, you remember when the killer bee?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the killer bees? When I was in Texas as a teen, they would show the map. You remember the map they'd show? They're like, here they are, and it was like this thing. It looked like a weather pattern coming up from Mexico. You know, they've made their way over, and here they are. They're coming up, and you'd hear tales. This guy was mowing his lawn. It was cut down in the prime of his life by these killer bees. But see, the murder hornet thing's interesting because I read the same story, and they were like, yeah, they trapped him, and I said, they didn't cut his head off? And they're like, no, no, no. They put a tracker on him. They've gone full on like FBI informant on this on this murder hornet. They're tracking it with, I guess, a tiny tracker. They're going to follow it back to its nest and I guess blow up its family? I'm not sure how this works.
Oh, yeah. But they won't blow it up. They'll use torches. They'll use flamethrowers. But yeah, all those hornets are dead. He doesn't know what he's done. That murder hornet doesn't realize that he's compromised the whole group. Everyone will soon be dead. That's certain.
He was like, I got out, Bob. You got out. Yeah, they just let me go. They just let you go. And then they look at each other. And then they know the deal. They've seen the movies before.
Hey, I want to hit a Zen headline.
Oh, here we go.
Give me some Zen headline music.
Got to make it a quick one here, buddy.
This is from Monkey Ben. Earlier this spring, Rumiko Sasaki, and you know it'd be a story from Japan,
mm-hmm.
Thanks to Chika, and her Rumiko Sasaki and her husband were taking advantage of the long daylight hours to do some weeding in their backyard, and they had an unexpected visitor. There's a bear, her husband shouted, and when she looked up from where she'd been pulling weeds, sure enough, she saw it. Quote, when I stood up, there was a bear standing there, and it came right at me, aiming at my face.
Yeah.
So you know what she did?
What'd she do?
Here, I'm going to read you the English translation here.
Oh, okay.
So I went, ah, and tossed him off me and sent him flying.
The bear?
I think I hit him a few times, too. Then he went running away.
This woman threw a bear?
Considering the feat of strength, you might imagine her to be a bodybuilder. She's actually 82 years old.
How big is this bear, though? I mean, I don't want to diminish anything she's done.
Is this a tiny bear? It's an average,
small bear.
So it's an Asian black bear.
Not a koala bear size. Because I could throw a koala bear pretty far.
If it's an average size, it'd be somewhere around 396 pounds.
That is not what happened. She did not throw a bear. Wow.
Said, man.
That's what she said.
She threw it off me.
Psh. I threw the bear off me. Then what?
Hey, Japan's a magical place.
That's a great
it's
point.
It's a land of mystery and
really good
tradition
point.
And...
Hey, we got a few things going on.
Things
here.
You and I don't understand. So
we're taking up another break here. When we come back, we've got more of the program, Pilgrim, when we return. So stay with us. More to go. The Nightside Project continues. The final hour of the show on its limited edition run. Send in your text, 57500. Wish Ethan Millard all the best as he tries to pretend like he's going to do a podcast all the time with me. Just congratulate him on all those lies. Jeez. No, we're going to keep doing the podcast.
Yeah, man, for sure.
We're going to keep doing the podcast. We'll come back. More to go right here. It is KSL's The Nightside Project.
Nightside.
Nightside.
We're all friends here. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right. The Nightside Project. Just a few segments left of the show. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. We've just had the most awesome time. We really appreciate it. It's been fun. You know, it's been good. I'm so glad we did this. I'm so glad we got the team back together.
Yeah.
And if you've enjoyed the Nightside Project, if this is something that's been fun for you this spring, hang with us on the podcast, as Alex said.
Oh, absolutely.
We'd love to have you there. We'll be producing new episodes. And, yeah, so hang out with us there. You can find us on social media. You know, we're around, and we'll be around. So let's keep in touch. Let's keep in touch with you.
Which is exactly what you said to, like, your friend that you saw after all those years, but you really didn't want to see him.
Hey, give me your number.
Hey,
let's keep
you know
in touch.
What? Let's just make sure we keep in touch. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by, it's that time of year again. Steve isn't just doing the stimulus barn, but because the buffet is back in the state of Utah, Steve thought it would be a worthwhile thing to get back into the game and do something he's never done before. Got to be nimble in this business market.
That's right.
Ethan,
that's right.
And Steve's Stimulus Barn has moved over to the Steve Stimulus Buffet part.
Hey there, you're looking to fill your belly up with some tasty food, but sick of the other restaurants telling you to leave for eating so much? Also, your wife, she's pretty mean. Well, with the buffets being opened up again here in the state of Utah, old Steve wanted to stimulate the taste bud with Steve's Stimulus 100% Food Buffet. We spray our food every 30 minutes with Febreze to ensure it's safe. Peruse our Italian section, spaghetti, Italian soda, Chef Boyardee ravioli. Try the Chinese section, fried wontons, orange chicken delivered daily from Panda Express to ensure freshness. Also, want to make sure to do our part, but we eliminated the poo-poo platter. Steve, what about making sure your seafood's fresh? Can you guarantee it? No, we can't. So come down today and enjoy the only seafood-free buffet in town. Also, come down and get some of Steve's favorites. Costco muffins, not the poppy seed ones. Those are gross. A handful of pistachios on every plate. RC Cola. Hot Pockets, recooled so they don't burn your mouth. The juice out of the bottom of the pack of hot dogs. Taco Tuesday, every Thursday night. Come on in to Steve's Stimulus Buffet. Bring the whole family together. Get your food and eat in the parking lot because they're still working on a food license. You won't find fresher food unless you went to the grocery store after we did. We went on Saturday. Come on down and see us next to my cousin's jewelry and haircut shop out here in West Valley.
I love that he's honest.
Oh,
can you guarantee
for sure
the freshness of your seafood? No, we cannot.
No, we cannot. And you know what? We're not going to try to pretend.
Some
places will sell you crab with a K. We're selling it with a Q.
I actually love crab with a K.
Oh, you do?
I love that
stuff.
It
tastes like they're all, you know what? We're going to take crab meat. And I heard one time somebody described it as, oh, it's sweet. And they're like, I'm going to take some fish, and I'm going to put it in a blender with a handful of maple syrup. And then we're going to have crab with a K.
We're going to paint one side orange and roll it up.
We're going to spread it out. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I actually like it.
Oh, you know who I miss, Ethan? And he's on Fox News right now. Gosh, we should have had him on the program during all this. Gosh, what's his name? Jason Chaffetz.
Oh, Jason Chaffetz. What's he do? Oh, is it Fox News?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's his gig these days.
Well, there you go.
Hey, can I do a Zen headline here?
Oh, well, if... So we bought pizza here, and the thing is we have, like, a lot of younger guys who work here. People who are, like, maybe they've only been married for a year, year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like...
They don't know what it's like.
Oh, did you say we were getting pizza? So that's Josh. He nailed it. He's got it. He's the one on the Zen headline buttons. Frankly, it's been the most consistent we've had music come on the show over the last 4 months. So
yeah. All right, here we go. This one is from Ryan. Brian Lunt, who's always good for some great Zen headlines. When George Ahern heard that farmers in Washington State were giving away onions and potatoes they couldn't sell, his instinct for goodwill led him on a journey that would lead to the rescue of 200 tons of vegetables. I like how they described it as a rescue. bringing them to food banks in support of people who need. Of course, part of the consequence of the coronavirus situation is the breakdown of farm supply chains and customers.
Right.
And there was just food that didn't move off the farm. So... This guy, George, asked to borrow a truck on Facebook. He said, someone have a truck or a trailer that I could borrow for a day. And he wound up with four trucks and two trailers. And instead of getting just a little bit of onions and potatoes, he wound up moving 9.3 tons of crops across the country.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Somebody's doing work out there.
This grew into a nonprofit organization called East West Food Rescue. It saved over 2.4 million pounds of food from going to waste in the field, while also amassing donations. So they take food from farms to food pantries, and they collect donations and give those donations to help compensate farmers for the loss.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Really cool.
Just a fantastic, fantastic story.
Look at Ethan bringing the positive to the show. Hey, if you haven't subscribed to the Nightside Project podcast, any of the episodes that have played all summer, if you've missed anything during our return, you've got 4 months at least saved up at the Nightside Project, plus, I don't know, probably 10-plus years before that as well. So you can download the Nightside Project today, anywhere podcasts are. We were one of the first podcasts that KSL ever did.
Yeah, we were the first to 1 million downloads. We were KSL podcast to hit 1 million downloads.
That's true.
It took us a while.
Just a shade under a decade, too.
And then Cold came along and did it in 2 days.
You said, while you mentioned the word cold, another 1 million downloads.
I know.
The word cold wasn't finished before another 1 million downloads happened with Cold.
I know. It took us months to get to 1 million.
I know.
And then, Cold just, wow.
Cold showed
Cold
up.
Was a phenomenon that...
Well, you can't keep saying it because there's another 1 million. You just said it again.
I'm fine with that. Dave's a good guy.
Dave deserves it.
Dave's a good guy, so I'm fine with promoting his great podcast. Besides, by now, who hasn't heard it? I guess you go back and re-listen to it. But, I mean, who in America has not listened to the Cold podcast?
I get comments all the time. You know, the best part of the Cold coming back was when there was the Nightside Project.
He did that segment with us. that absurd segment we did with the songs.
Well, because what's his name? Because Steve Chantry or Steve Powell. It had that music career or whatever you want to call
and
it.
And we brought that to the public knowledge on the Nightside Project.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yes,
we're the
we
ones
made fun
that...
of them. We made fun of the we made fun of the Steve Chantry character, and it was a weird time, man. Jeez.
Yeah.
But you know what? He deserves to get made fun of. Boom. There, I said it.
Well,
let me see here.
He's looking down on you right now. Shaking his head. You just didn't understand my music, Alex.
Did Steve Chantry also, is he no longer with us?
Steve Powell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well.
So this got awkward.
Yep. And that's when we're going to go to break. We got two more segments left of the Nightside Project. We'll be back. We've got first world problems. Oh, send in your first world problems. What'd you give me? My heavens.
Yeah, please get them in. First world problems.
Before you send the text in, I knew that Steve Powell was dead. Steve Chantry lives on, though. All right, we'll be back. More to go. The Nightside Project continues right after this. Stay with us.
The The Nightside Project.
I may be super, but I am no hero.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
You realize, though, Alex, this is just temporary.
Yeah, I still took your parking space, and I'm not giving it back.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. Just a few minutes, a few segments left of the show. This is our last show, last few segments. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. We just had the best time. We want your first world problems. Get those in at 57500. And as I was perusing through the first world problems, Alex, I actually noticed someone had commented on your story about how your neighbor's cat has been leaving dead animals around your property.
Yeah, it's Gordy. Gordy's a... He's got a lot of info.
Gordy says this. He says, cats leave dead things for people that they feel sorry for.
Yeah.
It's their way of providing for humans they think cannot fend for themselves. And then he invites us to look it up.
Well, he can do that. If that's the case, our entire neighborhood of complete grown-ups, all right? Families, okay, apparently are relying on this one cat to provide for them.
Well, you know, he
shows up at every house and puts the garbage on everybody's lawn, on everybody's front porch.
I think the cat obviously sees something, sees a need. You've got a lot of things, Alex.
Look, if that cat was going to send a message, he needs to put like a zucchini in my lawn then, because
he's just looking.
I feel sorry for you, bro. Eat some veggies.
He's just looking, and he's saying, I mean,
to explain this maybe a little bit more, my kids do look like homeless kids.
Yeah.
It's summertime. They got shirts off, no shoes. You know, they're running around. They're kind of dirty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so the cat's like, ooh, tell you what, Mom and Dad, I'm going to help you out here.
I'm going to help you out.
What do you say to a day-old rat that's kind of puffy in the middle of your yard?
Do you have any rats? I didn't think so. Here's one.
Here's one.
All right.
Also, with a side of bird.
Let's kick off this first world problem.
Oh, are we doing first world problems right now?
Yeah, man. We're doing first world problems.
Oh, okay. Well, first world problems, of course... are a special thing that we have been doing throughout the history of this program. And when we do it, I think we have the music, right? We have what's the name of that music? I can't even remember
what it's
called.
It's the Kenny G, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. It's the...
Songbird.
It's Songbird. Yes, here we go.
Quick, pull it up on YouTube.
No, I got it.
Do we need to wait till you can skip the ad?
No, I got... The thing is that... I know this is crazy. We have so many bits of sound that we've used over these 4 months.
That's true.
So they're all over the place. So
here's a great first world problem. My kids moved back for COVID, and now I'm afraid they won't leave.
Are afraid they won't leave, or afraid they will leave you again? Because that's kind of like the not
leave. They're afraid they will not leave. First world problem. This is from Daniel. My iPhone stopped responding to touch, so now I have to use an iPhone 6S while the other one gets fixed. Ugh, terrible.
I had that happen on. I had that happen on one of them. I couldn't do. I had to do like the assistive touch. Remember, like, you know, that's like an option on your phone. You know, you can have like the accessibility button. I had to use that for a long time because my phone was also struggling.
Similarly,
yes, yes.
Here's one. I needed some cheapo brandy to marinate a pot roast, but all the stores near me are too upscale to carry the cheapo booze. Neighborhood's too rich. Neighborhood's too rich. First world problem.
That person just basically said, I've gone to about 10 liquor stores today looking for quote-unquote pot roast booze. Yeah, right.
Christopher texts in, first world problem, less Alex and Ethan on the air. Yep.
Oh, that is the... Wait, are they asking for less? Is that what they're saying?
No, that's their problem.
Oh, that's their problem. Oh, that's very nice of you.
My seedless watermelon has seeds in it.
Well, they kind of all do, right?
Yeah, even the seedless can have those little white ones.
Right, and I think that's what they do. But I will say this. I have a first world problem. I went to the store, got a great deal on a watermelon, came home, and my wife was like, what is this with all the seeds in it? I had bought a seeded watermelon, and that's why it was so cheap.
Well, that's all right, man. Seeded watermelons are just fine.
They
are
good, but again, I got kids, and I got a cat to feed in the neighborhood now. they don't eat seeds, you know?
Just teach your kids to swallow the seeds when they're eating the watermelon.
Okay.
It's so easy.
You know, you know that part of the thing of getting them to not swallow the seeds is if you swallow a seed, you're going to have a watermelon plant growing inside of you.
Yeah, your kids are never going to trust you if you keep telling them stories like that. Encourage them to swallow the seeds.
See what happens. I dare you. I see what happens, dude.
One of the revelations in my young life is when I realized that I didn't have to spit the seeds out, which was such a pain.
Oh, you do the same thing with a peach?
No. The peach.
He's like, big peach isn't going to fool me anymore.
911. Here's one. Too many flies in the house. Seems like if we let one go outside, another one gets in. Why are you letting him go outside? Yeah. Wouldn't you usher him to the door and politely open the door for him?
Yeah, for sure. Ethan, Szechuan dinner for one. That's their first world problem.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
That's, I get what they're saying. Amazing food. Can only enjoy it with the one person.
Hey, but it's not just one person. It's the three of us. You and me and this person, right?
Yeah, so send some my way, would you?
First world problem. Nightside Project didn't have any Who Asked You segments during their limited edition spring summer run. Yeah, we didn't.
I'm telling you right now. I will tell you right now. The first world problem I have is studio is so nice, not equipped for like a regular phone. The only shows that are allowed to have like a phone screener are like Dave and Debbie. They can have it. It's fine.
Do they take calls? Do they take phone calls?
Yeah, you know, they got to rely on that kind of stuff to keep the show going. You know what I mean?
They don't have enough content. Yeah. Here's a text.
Saying whatever we want on the last night of the show. Here we go.
Here's a text. Thanks, Ethan, for putting on a good show for us. Sure appreciate it. Boy, that's interesting. Nice. They left you out of there. Only thanked me.
I think that your wife is super nice. It's a good way to do it.
First world problem, getting pizza sauce on my mask.
Oh, okay. I've had that happen. I had some like salad dressing get all over it, and someone's like, "What's on your mask?" And I was like, "Oh."
Have you been doing the thing where you tuck it under your chin?
No. Well, I try not to. It looks really dumb.
Yeah.
Because if I try to tuck it under my chin, I have even more chins that I don't need. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's sometimes people. I told you before. Sometimes people look like they're being strangled by their mask.
Yeah, that's me. If I do that,
I'm on a road
me.
Trip, and the ice pack in my cooler is no longer cold, and my Gatorade is warm. I have 30 miles until the next town.
Opened a can of tinned crab instead of tuna. Messed up the whole pasta dish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Although you could probably. Well, I'm trying to think.
If you got you know how you fix it. You get yourself a little bit of that
crab with a K.
Get yourself a little bit of that crab with a K. You can fix that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this version of Songbird I love because it doesn't have that weird solo that Kenny G goes into at the end.
That would get so loud.
Oh my goodness, I couldn't even understand you.
We used to use that for a long time, and it would get so annoying.
That was part of contract negotiations and bringing it back. I go, you better have first world problem music that has Kenny G without the solo.
Hey, we got a text from David Berg. Just hearing from all our old buddies.
Classics. We got one from Adam the Fish Guy tonight, too. Did you see
that? Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So David Berg says, the radio in my tiny Japanese RV only goes to 100 FM, so I have to listen to the last show on AM while heading for the hills.
Well, it's going to be the only thing that you get it on anyway if you head toward the hills, man.
Yeah, the signal's going to last a lot longer too.
And you and those other nine people listening on the AM dial.
someone's backing me up too on the watermelon seeds.
Oh, no, I agree. I do it.
They say
way.
Watermelon seeds are one of the most nutrient-dense varieties of seeds. They are a rich source of protein, vitamins, omega-3, and omega-6 fatty acids.
Except for what do? You don't grind them up. You don't chew them before you eat them.
No, but your body probably digests them pretty well.
Ethan?
I bet they digest most.
I'm not going to get into this discussion right now. We have
You're not
going to
get
standards.
Into the evidence?
No, I'm not. We have standards, all right, on this show. I'm going to miss watching baseball game on TV because I'm going golfing. Oh, there you go. Or tomorrow, I guess they're saying. Missing the Jazz game and missing baseball because I have to go play golf tomorrow.
Oh.
Well, the Jazz game's middle of the day tomorrow. It's like a 1:30 tip-off. Who wants to do that?
Here's one. First world problem is Ethan ever going to join the broadcast. Now, hey, that's not fair. This prank has gotten too far. Too far, I say.
My goodness. Bought a brand new electric mower that I can't use because it's raining outside. You know, that's an interesting point.
I don't mow in the rain anyway because you don't get a good
cut. There's no person that's like, joke's on you, electric mower person. I'm mowing in the pouring rain with my gas mower. I don't think so.
Here's one. Guy in the fast lane. First world problem. Guy in the fast lane only going 77.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you and I have rules about that. And I think I've come around. I'm no longer the person who goes, well, the fast lane is to the right of the HOV lane. The HOV lane is 65 miles per hour.
Yeah.
I've moved past that feeling. I've changed my mind on that. Everybody needs to go. If you're anywhere in those far left two lanes, including the HOV lane,
you got to go faster.
You're
than
basically an ambulance. I need you moving. And if you're going 100 miles an hour behind me, I'm moving over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to. You don't want to tangle with people that are doing that, man, because they're going to cause an accident. And then
Don't be the guy who people are passing you on the right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. And don't blame it on the other people for speeding. It's your problem.
Let them pass you.
You have middle lane and the other two right lanes. That's your territory. Stay out of my two lanes.
That's the slow person's territory. Get over there. You're relegated.
Oh, didn't you're get relegated. To hear a Logan or Provo during all this. Yeah. Dang it. Maybe I put one together right now. I don't know. You don't know. No, actually, we need to take a break and finish this show.
I was going to say, how long is this segment?
All right, we're taking a break here. We're playing the music, we're gonna lock things out next. We've got our final segment of the Nightside Project, spring and summertime edition of the show, and so we'll be back. Final segment of the show next, right here on KSL News Radio.
Nightside, you've had a long day. So have we. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. Our final segment of the show tonight. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Ethan Millard. He's Alex Keir. I guess if you don't know that by now and you're just barely tuning in, well, you timed it perfectly.
Didn't matter.
You timed it perfectly. You know, one of the fun things about doing the show like this is it's engaged my kids. My kids have taken an interest in the show in a way that they never did when we were on the air before. Mm-hmm. And they never did when we did the podcast. But broadcasting from home has got them more interested in it. And I'll often catch them. I'll go upstairs during a break or something. I'll catch them, you know, with the radio on and listening. And it's made me proud. It's made me flattered. And my son actually came up with his own episode of the Nightside Project. I'm going to try and play it straight off of my phone. And I hope this actually goes okay.
What a classy way to bring audio to the program.
Well, because here's the thing, though, is this I was flattered that he made a his own version of our show, but it also made me really, really self-conscious. And it's actually changed a little bit the way that I talk about certain subjects.
I remember when he did this, you sent this to me. And then you're like, we can't talk about masks anymore.
We can't talk about masks ever again. I was like, holy cow.
There is actually this little thing where I go, because he basically did a send up on us. And we think that we're pretty like, I think that we have always been kind of more of a normal like version of how people like talk about masks. But
right.
Your son, he was able to offend and just go at us in a way that not other people have been able to do it. So
yeah. So check this out. Hopefully you can hear it okay.
Welcome back to the Nightside Project. Today I am your host for something, Ethan Millard, and I'm the other one.
I'm the other
one. And I'm
one.
The other one. And he goes, I'm the other one.
All right, can you hear it okay?
Yes.
I just have a few more seconds. Hold on.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Today, we will be talking about wearing a mask. Wear a mask. I do not wear a mask. That is what a stupid person would say. Okay, that's not nice.
That's not nice. He goes on and he just goes
and
on.
He keeps going, we will not talk about masks. Our next story is a man in Florida didn't wear a mask and died. And then he's like, you're the fat one. You know who you are. That's mean. It's a little bit of what the show is all the time. So.
It is, but I heard that, and it just went on and on about masks. I thought, oh, my goodness.
Like if we need
to make a change on this
Stanley
show.
If Stanley Kubrick was going to direct a parody of a radio show, your son made it.
I don't know what to think, because he narrated all that, and then he recorded a track of himself in the background going,
oh, that's him doing that? That's not music?
No, no, that's him going,
I'm concerned for him.
I know. Hey, listen, so, and we actually, Alex, we started saying the word mask less. We did start doing that.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Yeah, plus there are those people who threatened us with physical violence via text message at 57500, which is always
great. All right, but what did you learn? What did you learn on the Nightside Project?
And it could be anything from the last 4 months.
Yeah, man, whatever.
I'll tell you, I felt it. You know what I felt, Ethan? I felt emotional about the show ending again. I will tell you, I actually don't feel any of the same feelings, because look, and people are asking, are we doing the podcast? The answer is, it's up to Ethan. Okay, no, he says yes.
The answer is yes.
All right, well, I'm here at the station. When the podcast isn't uploaded, I want you to remember something in the next few months. I work here. I'm at the station in front of a microphone most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody else does not enter that part of the equation, it's not me to blame, okay?
Actually, in your inbox is an email from Kevin talking about the show and talking about how the podcast,
we'll be required to do the podcast? Yeah.
So, no, it's an all-staff email.
That's very nice of him.
Yeah, He said some nice things about us and how much he's appreciated the show. So,
okay.
All right. Send your text in. What did you learn tonight on the Nightside Project?
What do you got?
I've got a Zen headline.
Okay, let's hear it.
Another one from Ryan Lent. This is a Ryan Lent special. He thinks this one is among the best he's ever submitted.
Oh, wow. Saving the best for last here, Ryan. I like it.
Cartier Carey, or maybe Cartier Carey, is proving no one is too young to make a difference. The 11-year-old is working hard to provide relief for single mothers one cup of lemonade at a time. He says he wants to alleviate the strains that COVID has put on families. I wanted to help mothers who are struggling, he says. He's rallying members of the Hampton, Virginia community to raise money by selling lemonade and other tasty treats. All proceeds go to buying diapers and wipes for mothers in need. Now, his lemonade stand is only his latest effort. Earlier this year, he created care packages called Cardi Packs, named for him, I guess, filled with deodorant, soap, and tissues to give to the homeless population. He founded his own nonprofit organization called Kids for Change 757. He says he's trying to create a movement so he can help the community and make the community better. Isn't that awesome? Lemonade stands for single moms.
Did we lose Ethan?
Stop it. I'm not falling for it now.
That's how I avoid confrontation with my feelings, Ethan. Gordy also texting in. Did you see that? He said, how on earth could KSL get rid of the Nightside Project and keep on the air the abomination of the movie show during the day on Fridays?
Oh, I love the movie show.
I know. I think it was... It's almost one of those things where you like, if there are two groups of fans of shows on this on KSL News Radio, they can make fun of themselves. It's Nightside Project listeners. It's movie show listeners. There you go.
Yep.
Lots of intersection between those two.
Here's a text from Laura. Dear Alex and Ethan, I love you guys. Thank you for the years of great radio and podcasting. Your show helped me get through some pretty... And then part of it got cut out. Anyway, something about the limited edition. It's been great. That's from Laura. So we lost a part of the text, but I think we got the gist of it. Let's see here. I learned that when all this is over and we only see one set of footprint in the sand, it will be because Ethan and his mask carried one.
Excuse you?
Hold on. The rest of it hasn't come through yet. I shouldn't have started that text because it's only come halfway through.
No, it's a classic Nightside bungle of the text reading.
I learned that David Hagen can see the future. Alex and Ethan both say all right to open segments, and of course that I indeed felt it. That's from Daniel. Thank you, Daniel. And I know we'll be keeping in touch with Daniel. Goodbye again. Can't wait to see what calamity brings you guys back again.
Isn't that weird? That it would have to be something really bad next time. Because this pandemic, we're still in the middle of it, and they're like, ah, we're good without you guys.
See ya. I learned that I really need a good financial slash investment advisor. Any good suggestions?
No.
What? I do a good job.
I told you from day one what the rule was. We're not propping your. We're not propping up your business.
I couldn't give any stock tips on the air.
That's right. All right.
No stock tips.
For Ethan Millard, I'm Alex Keery. Many thanks to Josh hitting the buttons this evening, our producer Jeremy, who has done a heck of a job heavy lifting of the two shows while we've been doing this. So, Ethan, we'll see you on Monday on the podcast there, buddy.
I love it.
All right. Wait, is he still there? See you next time, buddy.
KSL-FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.